Today, here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Aleph. We begin on the very last word on Tzadi Omud Beis with the Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins, Ha-Onein, if a person is an Onein, if they Nebuch have lost one of their seven relatives, the Zayin Krovim, for a person that he has to sit Shiva for, and until they're buried, he's called an Onein. We learned earlier in the Masechta that an Onein is not allowed to eat any korbanos, so obviously an Onein is not allowed to go and eat the korban Pesach. So if a person is an Aninus on Yud Dalet, but that means that when the night comes, he will no longer be an Aninus. Aninus min HaTorah is only the day. And therefore, that night, he no longer is going to be an Onein. So are they allowed to shech the korban Pesach on his behalf? Likewise, the Mishnah, we turn to Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, V'amafakeach es hagal. If somebody is looking through Nebuch, a building that collapsed, a pile of stones that fell down from this building, and he's looking underneath the Nebuch for a body. As Rashi says, it fell on a person, Me'al Adam, V'niyadua im yimsenu chayames. You don't know if you're going to find the person, Nebuch, buried underneath this collapsed building or not. If the person, Nebuch, is dead, then you were mahil over him, and then you would be tummy, and not allowed to eat the korban Pesach. But right now, he has a cheskes tara. He has, as Rashi says, mikol makom odenu becheskes tara. Right now, he is not tamei, so we leave him in his existing status of being tar. Likewise, v'chei mi shiv tichu lohotzi v'esasurim. If a person was nebuch in captivity, he was in jail, and they promised him they would get out. But right now, it's a dal in the afternoon, and he's still in jail. They promised him they're going to let him out. If he gets out, he'll be able to go eat the korban Pesach, because he won't be in jail. Or another situation, v'achole v'hazokin, of a person, Nebuch is a sick person, or he's a zokin, an older person, but shen yichol lechol kizayis, they're able to go and eat a kizayis, but many people who are older or sick cannot eat a kizayis. But in all of these scenarios, since there is either a cheskes kashrus, or in regards to the onein, that at night, at least on a daraisa level, he'll be eligible to eat, even though he can't eat right now. In all of these situations, the Mishnah tells us, Shochatin Aleim, you'll have to go and shech the Korban Pesach, including them on this Korban Pesach. Because right now, these people might not be able to go and eat from this Korban Pesach, or maybe by the time night comes, the sick person, the older person, might not be able to have the kizayis, albeit right now we think that they can. Likewise, the person that's in captivity is in jail, and they're hopefully going to let him out. So in all of these situations, the Mishnah tells us we're allowed to go and shech the Korban Pesach on their behalf, because they should be able to eat, they should be roi to go and eat this Korban Pesach that night. Now, Rashi points out, this is b'chabura sacherim. You wouldn't go shech the Korban Pesach just for this person, because there is too much of a chance that they will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, al kulam, the Mishnah continues and says, and all of them, ain't shochtim alei mifnei atzman. That's what I was just pointing out for Rashi, that in all of them, you wouldn't go and shecht it just on behalf of such people, because Shem Yavu as a Pesach, they're psul. If they're the only ones, and there's a chance that they're not going to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, so then it would be better to not shecht it only on their behalf, but shecht it on the Korban Pesach, they can be included in the Korban Pesach. They will definitely have Vadai Ochlim, and in this way, you won't run into trouble of having the Korban Pesach go to psul. Therefore, the Mishnah concludes and says, Lefikach, im era behem sul, if any one of these people turns out that they can't eat the Korban Pesach, since they were shechted upon, and it was a good Korban Pesach, therefore, peturim lasas Pesach sheni, since this Korban Pesach was a good Pesach, and when you shechted it for them, there was the expectation that they would be able to eat it. That's why Rashi says, hold, b'shas shchita ru'uyin hayu, they work theoretically capable of eating it at the time of the shechita, that it would be able to be eaten that night. The nizrak hadam aleim, likewise, the zrika was done with the expectation that it would be able to eat it that night. So then, if subsequently, im ira behem sul, kamosha pirashti, if anything happened to them, like Rashi says, could possibly happen, as I've explained, peturin milasas pesach sheni, since right now it really was going to be a good Pesach, and if something comes up subsequently that makes it not a good Pesach, they are parted for making a Pesach sheni. But the Mishnah says there's one exception to this rule. Chutz min ha-mafakeach bagal. Except for the guy that was looking through the collapsed building, looking for the dead guy. There we have to say that since the reason why he's not able to eat the Korban Pesach is because it was subsequently found out that he was tameh, so we have to assume there, shu tameh mitchiloso. He was actually tameh at the time of the shechita and the zrika, because subsequently we see that he was tameh. Therefore, mistama, kodim shechita, Rashi says, shari hel ala tumah, he must have been over, made an ohel over the Tumas Meis, Nebuch, the guy that was dead underneath this pile of building. So Mishor Sheyischol Lefakeach, as soon as he started to go and search for this, he Mistama was already dead, and he made an ohel over him. And the Gemara will explain that we're talking here about a certain type of collapsed building, that it definitely, he was a mile over the entire building, or the entire area, definitely, and therefore there's no suffix, and that's why in this situation, his carbon Pesach was not good, and he'll have to make a Pesach Sheni. Okay. The Gemara begins and says, Amar Rabba Barhun Amar Rav Yochanan. Rabba Barhun says the name of Yochanan. Lo Shanu, we only said this din in the Mishnah, that if the person was in captivity, he was in jail, that Mistama, he's going to be let out, and therefore he can shech the Korban Pesach on his behalf. Ela Beitzah Asurim D'Ovdei Kochavim. That was by Gayisha of the Kochavim, because maybe they will, maybe they won't. That's why you need the Mishnah to tell us that it's allowed to go and shech on his behalf in that situation. Avol Beis HaAsurim D'Yisrael, if it is talking about a Jewish captivity, he's in a Jewish jail, and they said you're going to get out, then even if he's the only one that they're going to shech the Korban Pesach for, Shochtin Bifnei Atzmo, you'd be allowed to shech even for this person alone, as opposed to all the others we said don't rely upon the fact that they'll be kosher to eat the Korban Pesach, because there's a chance that they won't. So you have to shech a Korban Pesach. They can be included in a Korban Pesach. They'll be good for other people, but they shouldn't be the only ones to shech the Korban Pesach on their behalf. Except here, if it's Beis HaSurim the Yisrael, then shech them if they ask. You can even go and shech just for that person himself. Rashi says, Kigon, Lakofa, Lohotzi Isha Psula. Why is he in jail? Because let's say he's a kohen married to a grusha, so they want to get him to divorce this grusha. He wasn't allowed to marry her. Oh, l'shalei mamo, or he owes money, so they put him in jail. Or any other similar reason, like the Gemara in Ksubas tells us. But if the Beis Din, if the Jewish jailers say that we're definitely going to let you out, so kivan the aftachinu, they promised him, so mapik lay, so they definitely will follow their word. As the pasuk says, d'chsiv, she'eru Yisrael lo yasu avla, v'lo yadabru chazav, that Klai Yisrael will not do something that's wrong, and will not say something that is incorrect, and therefore, if the Beis Din said they're going to let him out, you can take it to the bank and rely upon it. That's the qualification that Rabba Bar Huna said in Rav Yochanan on a Mishnah. It's not talking about Jewish captives, because Jewish captives would definitely let him out if they promised they would. Amr Ruchista says an additional statement. He says that which we said, Hodamr is a base, Hoasurin of the Kohav, and that which we said in the Mishnah that we're talking about Gayusha captors. So in that situation, we only said it, Lo Amorin, Elo Chutz Lechomas base Pagi. That's if the jail was beyond the semi limits of base Pagi. Now, base Pagi, we mentioned previously, was an extension really of Yerushalayim. Cities all over the world, such as we have in Long Island here, Bethpage, that's Beth Pagi, so base Pagi, and this was an extension of Yerushalayim. So technically, you're allowed to go and eat the Korban Pesach. Rashi explains Makum Chitzom Yerushalayim. This was like the extension of Yerushalayim, and therefore, if this jail was within Yerushalayim, even if the Ovdei Kochavim wouldn't let you out, they could bring the Korban Pesach to you in jail. Aval Ufnim Michomas Beis Pagi. If you're within the city limits of Beis Pagi, that's where the jail was. Shochtin Alav Bifnei Atzmo. Then you could even shech the Korban Pesach just for this guy, because even if the jailers don't let him out, after all, they're not Jewish jailers who are obligated by Sheri Yisrael, Lo Yasu Avlu, Lo Yadabru Chazav. They may not listen, and they may not follow their words, and they may not let him out, but at the same time, my time, how come we're allowed to shech just on his behalf? Because Efshod de Amtu Levi Ochle. Because they'll say, okay, so bring him the Korban Pesach here. We're not letting him out, but you can bring him food. And therefore, Rav Chista says that the jail is within the city limits, it's within the base Pagi limits, so then even if it's a Goyish captors, you're allowed to go Shech to Korban Pesach just on him alone. Then we said in the Mishnah, Lefikach Emira V'chule, we said that if something did come up, after you did Shech to Korban Pesach for them, they are Yotze, their obligation to bring a Korban Pesach, even though they can't eat from it, and they don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni, with the exception of the guy that was Mefakeach Esagah, because Mestama, he definitely had been mild over the mace. So we qualify this as well. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan. Here, Rabba Bar Chana said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Lo Shana, we only said this, Elo Gal Ogol. That's talking about that it was a round, circular type of a collection of stones. And it's a relatively small area, and therefore the person, when he's looking for the guy underneath there, definitely was mile over him. And therefore, if you subsequently find out that he's dead underneath there, the person definitely was mile over him and definitely became tame. Avogal aruch, it was a long, a straight type of a line type of a pile of rocks that collapsed from the building, so he may not have gone and been mile over the mace. And therefore, in that situation, we do say, even though you find subsequently the dead person there, patur milasas pesach sheni, because in that situation we say, eimotar haya b'shas shchita, maybe at the time of the shchita, he hadn't yet been mile over the person who Nebuch was found to be dead. And the Braisa supports this statement that Rabba Baruch Hanna said in Rav Yochanan. Again, Rabba Baruch Hanna is a great Amora, but lav davka that he knew every Braisa. So the Gemara often tells us, Tani Nam Yochanan, we have a Braisa in support of what an Amora said. And what did he say in this Braisa? Rabbi Shimon ben Osho, Rav Yochanan ben Broka, Omer, Rabbi Shimon, who's the son of Rav Yochanan ben Broka, said that in the case of Mefakech Begal, Itim Potter, Itim Chayv. Sometimes you would, in fact, be obligated to bring a Pesach Sheni, and sometimes you would not. Under what circumstances? Ketzad. So if the gal was a goal, if it's a round type of a circular type of pile of rubble that fell down over here, so then the person was definitely mahil over the mace, and nim says tuma tachtav, and if you find the dead body underneath there, so then we have to assume that he definitely was mile over it, and he definitely was tummy at the time of the shchita, and therefore he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. But if it's gal aruch, if it's an elongated type of pile of rubble, so lav davka that he definitely was mile over the maze at the time of the shchita, therefore the nim says tuma tachtav, even though you ultimately do find the dead body under there, potter. We don't say that he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. We can say that mistama ema tar hoya b'shas shchita, that mistama he was actually tar at the time of the shchita, and only subsequently did he become tamei. Tosos, the top Tosos, asks a good question. According to the Ri, the person was mefakech es hagal, why don't we say that he was alive and only now he died? So Tosu says, the kivin de mutso mace, since you found him mace, he found him dead, so we have a rule that we find by tumma, we find that kishas mtsiyosum, that's mistumma what it is. You don't say there was a chazaka that he was alive till then, because right now you find him dead, Nebuch, so therefore we assume he was dead even from an earlier period of time. Tosos, in the next Tosos, Dibrabasu Loshanu, brings out a Yerushalmi that disagrees with our Bavli. And it brings down the Yerushalmi, in the name of Yossi Barbun, in the name of Yochanan, that it's talking about when you're with a Jewish captor, that then you're allowed to go Shecht on his behalf, but only with other people, because he still may not be able to get out. But if it was Chavshua Akam, if he was captured and held in a jail by Goyim, then ain't shochtin alav afilu macherim. You're not allowed to go and shecht for him, even when there are other people that definitely will eat the carbon pesach, because of the principle ashapim diver shop, because they lie. Behind ivchum yishmaisin. This is the opposite of what Agamari said. Agamari said that you would be allowed to shecht if he was in captivity by Goyim, because maybe they'll let him out, maybe they won't. But the Yerushalmi says, no, there's no way they're going to let him out. Unfortunately, they lie. Ashapim diver shop, their mouths speak falsehood. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Ein shochtin es ha-pesach al-yochid. The Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to go and shecht the korban pesach for a single individual. You always shecht the korban pesach for at least two people, not for one person. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi is matir. Rabbi Yossi holds you are allowed to go shecht the korban pesach even for a single individual. However, he says, Va'afilu chabur shalmeir, but even if it's 100 people, chabur shomeya, even though there are 100 people there, if not even one of them is able to eat a kezayis, so then you're not allowed to go shecht it, even though it's 100 people. But as long as it's one person and can eat a kezayis, that's perfectly fine. Tosus brings down that even Yehuda, the Tanakam, is molda, that you can't shecht for 100 people if none of them can eat a kezayis. But certainly, they're arguing about whether you can shecht for one person or not. Rav Yehuda says, no, not for one person who can eat a kezayis. And Rav Yossi says, yes, if there's at least one person that can eat a kezayis, you're allowed to shecht on that person's behalf. But everybody agrees that if nobody can eat a kezayis, even though there are 100 people there, you're not allowed to go shecht the korban pesach on their behalf. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Ve'inosin chaburas noshim v'avodim k'tanim. The Gemara will question what this means. The simple literal translation means you're not allowed to make a chabura eating the korban pesach of women or of avodim or of ketanim. But the Gemara will say that it's talking about actually mixed together. You're not allowed to have a mixture of women and avodim or of avodim and ketanim for reasons that the Gemara will tell us momentarily. Gemara starts off and says, Tanu Rabbanon, minayin shein shochatin ha-pesach la-yochid. It's paralleling our Mishnah, where Rav Yehuda says you cannot shecht on behalf of an individual, but Rav Yossi is matir. So the Braisa says, how do we know that the opinion of Rav Yehuda is correct? You're not allowed to go shecht, like Rav Yehuda said, for a single person. You have to have more than one person on a carbon Pesach that can eat a kazayis. So that's based upon the pasuk in the Torah, Talmud Lomar. The pasuk says, "Lo shuchal lizboach a pasach biachad shorecha." Now he darshens it without the word shorecha. He says, "Lo shuchal lizboach a pasach biachad." In other words, don't go shech the carbon Pesach on one person. Divrei Yehuda. Exactly the brisa like our Mishnah. And the Brisa then brings out Ryosi's opinion, who disagrees. Ryosi Omer, no, Yochid, you're allowed to go shecht on behalf of a single person. As long as a person can go and eat a kazayis, you're allowed to shecht on his behalf. Shochtin alop. However, if you have 10 people, I saw it. In our Mishnah, we used Meya. I'm not sure why in one place 10, one place Meya, but it's the same idea. If you're checking on a lot of people, even though it's a lot of people, but if not a single one of them can eat a kazayis, then you're not allowed to go and shecht on their behalf. You need to have at least one person that can eat a kazayis, according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need at least two people that can eat a kazayis. So Gemara says, according to Yossi, hi, what does he do with the word biachad? Lo suchal esboach as a pesach biachad shirecha. What does he do with the word biachad? My avidle, what is he darshan it for? So Gemara says, he needs it for the following drasha. He needs it for the drasha that Rabbi Shimon said in the following price at the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer, minayin lezoveach es pischo bibamas yochid bishas isra bamos. Now, what is a bama? A bama is a private mizbeach. Now, you're not allowed to have a private mizbeach today. A person needs to only be able to shecht here remain in the Beis HaMikdash HaBinuyah. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, so then there no longer was a concept of a bamas yochid, a private bama. But during the time that the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, so then there were times in our history where you're allowed to have a private bama. When the Mishkan was in Shiloh, for those 369 years, you were not allowed to have a private bama. That was like the Beis HaMikdash. But the difference between Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash is, once the Beis HaMikdash was built, you can never again have a private bama. Whereas by Shiloh, only while Shiloh was in existence for those 369 years, could you have no private bama. But after Shiloh, as well as before Shiloh, you're allowed to have a private bama. So when the Mishkan was in Nov and Givon, for those years, so you were allowed to have a bamas yochid. So Rabbi Shimon is telling us here that minayin lezoveach es pischo b'bamas yochid, if you were going to go and shecht your carbon pesach on a bamas yochid, when it was the time that you're not allowed to have a bamas yochid, so in that situation, you're over shu b'lo sase. There's a low sase in the Torah to go shecht your carbon pesach on a bamas yochid at the time when it's also to have a bamas yochid. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Lo su talud lomar, lo sucha lizboach es pasach biachad shorecha." When Klal Yisrael is all going through the same gates, then lo sucha lizboach es pasach. Then you're not allowed to shecht the carbon pesach on a bamas yochid. But I might have thought that yochol af bishas heter a bamas kain. I might have thought that there's also a lo sasei during the time that the mishka was in Nov and Givon, when you were allowed to have your own private bama. I might have thought that your over a lo sasei is there as well. Talmud Loma, no, that's why it tells us, B'yachad Shorecha. According to the Giris on the side, the words B'yachad Shorecha were not present a moment ago. When we read the Pasuk, we just read Talmud Loma, Lo Suchal Lizboach as a Pasach, the words B'yachad Shorecha were not present. And only present now, Yochol, at B'shas Heter Abomos, came Talmud Loma, B'yachad Shorecha. It tells us that Lo Amru, this din of the Lo Saseh, is only B'shor, Shekoy Yisrael, Nichnasi B'sharechad, when all of Klal Yisrael is going to the same Bamba. But when you're allowed to have a private bama, so then this prohibition doesn't apply. So therefore, this drasha of Rabbi Shimon is telling us, B'achad Sharecha is teaching us this din, and therefore it's not free to tell us the din that Yehuda brought down, Lo Suchal Lizboach as a Pesach B'achad, you're not allowed to go shecht the Korban Pesach for one person. Now, the Gemara continues and says, Nu, Rabbi Yehuda, hi, Minole, how does he know this din, that there's no lav when you shecht a Korban Pesach and a bama Syochid, B'shas Heter HaBamos? So he says, you can learn both out. Rav Yehuda says, Tarti Shamas Mineh. You can learn one from Biachad and one from Shorecha. So Lo Suchal Lizboach as a Pasach, Biachad, that teaches me that you're not allowed to shecht for one person, and Bishorecha tells me you're not over a lav if you go bring a Korban Pesach and a Bamas Yochid, Bishas Heter HaBamos. Mor says, Rav Yossi, Mimai Delhochi Kama Rabbi Shimon, Duma Kidu Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Hudiyasa. Why did Rav Yossi darshan it the way he did? Why didn't he darshan it the way that Rabbi Yehuda did? Now Rashi points out this is very strange. The Tana is allowed to darshan it any way he wants. So Rashi points out, v'lav pircha kulihai. It's not really such a strong question. Dikla meimar bar dorish lehochi, umar dorish lehochi. They're Tanoim. They're each allowed to darshan the psukim differently. We never ask a Tana, why didn't he darshan it that way? He darshan it this way. So it's really just a setup over here. At the time of the Rav Yossi, mahad lefrushe Me'ish l'fi ochlo. It's really just setting us up for what Rav Yossi drasha is in another word. So Rav Yossi would answer, Amalach lo soka daitach. Don't think for a second that Rav Yehuda is right to say lo suchal esboch is a pasach biachad means you're not allowed to shecht the carbon pesach for one person, because the Torah itself tells us you're allowed to shecht for one person. Rav Yehuda is wrong. Rav Yossi says the pasach says ish l'fi ochlo. Ish, that's a single person, is allowed to go eat the carbon pesach, and that tells us that a single person is allowed to have a carbon pesach, and therefore he disagrees with Rav Yehuda's drasha. So Gemara says Rami le Rav Ukva bar Chinina. Mi Perishna l'Rava. Rav Ukva bar Chinina, who came from the city known as Perishna, asked to Rava, Mi Amar Yehuda ain't shochet as a Pesach. Really, is your explanation that he learns it out from Lo Suchal Esboch as a Pesach biachad, is that really correct? Does Rav Yehuda really say you're not allowed to shecht the carbon Pesach for one person? Is that true? Mi Amar Yehuda ain't shochet as a Pesach al yochid. You're not allowed to shecht for one person. Or Minu, I'll show you that that's not true, because the following braisa says Isha. The halacha is by a woman. Barishon, on the first Pesach, on Tesvav in Nisan, shochtin aleh b'fnei atzma. On Yudalid, you shecht for her to eat it on Tesvav. That's by herself. Ubasheni, also nosa, tfeil le'acherim. But by Pesach Sheni, if she wasn't able to bring it on the regular first Pesach, so then she's allowed to bring it on Yudalid Iyar, then she doesn't bring it by herself, but she's tfeilu le'acherim. Rashi says she's mechubar, chiber. She's only allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni if there are other people bringing the carbon Pesach as well. Osin also tfeilu le'acherim. And who says this? Diri Rabbi Yehuda. So this is Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, beferish barishon, shochatin alea bifnei atzma. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda says, b'achad shorecha b'achad, you're not allowed to shecht it for one person, when he says, beferish at this price, you're all allowed to shecht it for one person, in fact, a woman. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rabbi, who was asked this question by Rav Ukva bar Chinina from Perishna, so he responded as follows. You're reading the second braisa wrong. Lo tema, don't read this braisa as bifnei atzma, but rishon shochtin ola bifnei atzma. That's the wrong way to read it. Ela, you have to read it ela ema bifnei atzman. That in the first Pesach, you're allowed to go bring a carbon Pesach on behalf of multiple women, but not one woman. Not bifnei atzma, but it should be bifnei atzman. And therefore, there's no steer in Rabbi Yehuda saying that you're not allowed to shecht it for an individual, whether it's a man or a woman. Nevertheless, Amalei, Rav Ukbar, Bachinina, Mipurishna, says back to Rava, Amalei, Mi Abdina and Chabura Shekula Nashim, but that implies that you're allowed to have an entire Chabura that's made up solely of women. Is that really true? But we learned in our Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah, it said, Vatnan, Enos and Chaburus Nashim, and now they make a Chabura of Nashim, which we said was seeming to be saying, all by themselves. Likewise, you're not allowed to make a chabura of avodim, all by themselves. And likewise, you're not allowed to make a chabura of ktanim, all by themselves. Now, doesn't it mean, my lav, noshim lichudayu, vavodim lichudayu, uktanim lichudayu? Isn't this vav over here, noshim vavodim uktanim, or vav? It means, you're not allowed to make a chabura solely of noshim, or you're not allowed to make a chabura totally of avodim, or you're not allowed to make a chabura totally of ktanim. And therefore, clearly you see that how could Rav Yehuda say that you're making a chabura purely of women? Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to. So Rav says, no, you're wrong. He tells Rav Ukva bar Chinina, you're wrong. Amalei, lo, noshim ve'avodim uktanim, it's an and. This vav is and. You're not allowed to make a chabura that's made up of women and avodim, or avodim and ktanim. Why not? So noshim ve'avodim, you can't have a joint chabura that has just women and avodim in it, mishum tiflus, because that's going to lead to trouble, immorality. Rashi says, aveira, that's going to lead to sexual immorality between the women and the avodim. And likewise, you're not allowed to have a chabura that's just made up of ktanim and avodim, of young boys and avodim, mishum, because that's going to lead to trouble as well, pritzusa. As we turn to the Amud Beis, tzadi aleph Amud Beis, that's going to lead to, rachmona litzlan, inappropriate behavior, of a pedophile type of a nature. As Rashi says, the Mishkav Zoch, it's going to lead to a homosexual relationship between the Avodah, Rachmona Litzlan, and the children. So therefore, that's why we don't have them together. But alone, just Noshim, that would be perfectly fine. That's not contradicted by our Mishnah. Now let's go dissect this Brisa deeper. Gufa, we go and repeat the entire Brisa. It said, Isha, a woman, Barishon, Shochtin Aleh B'fnei Atzma. That's the Girsa that we had, that you'll have to go and shecht a carbon Pesach for a single woman, B'fnei Atzma. U'b'sheini, and on Pesach Sheini, Osin Osot Tfei Lo Liachem. There, we said, you're only allowed to go and shecht it if she's also with other people that are bringing the carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni. And this is the opinion, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's the first opinion that we have in this Braisa. Rav Yossi Omer, Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi Omer, no. Isha, Basheni Shochtin Ola B'fnei Atzma, V'ein Tzorech L'mav Rishon. It says a woman is Mechuyeves, both in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And certainly if she's Mechuyeves in Pesach Sheni, she's certainly Mechuyeves in Pesach Rishon. So Rav Yossi disagrees with Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says only Pesach Rishon is the woman obligated in, and Pesach Sheni, she's Tfeil L'Acherim, she can bring it if other people are bringing it. And Rav Yossi says, no, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, she's Mechuyeves in. And the third opinion in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says it's totally different. He says a woman, Isha, Barishon, Osin, Osot, Tfeil L'Acherim. Even the first Pesach, you don't have just a woman by herself. She's only allowed to be in the Korban Pesach if she's part of a group that includes men. B'sheni, and on Pesach Sheni, even if there are men, ain't shochtin ala kol ikar, period. There is no such thing as a woman bringing a Pesach Sheni. So that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So again, quickly to summarize, Rabbi Yehuda said women are obligated in Pesach Rishon and could bring a Pesach Sheni if other men are bringing the Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Women are obligated in both. And Rabbi Shimon says women are only allowed to bring a Pesach Rishon if there are men also, but a Pesach Sheni they never bring even if there are men bringing it. What's the understanding of this machlokas? But my kamiflugi, what are Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon arguing about? So it's all based upon Sukkim. Rabbi Yehuda, whose shita is that women are obligated in a Pesach Rishon, but they can only bring a Pesach Sheni if men are bringing it as well, he bases it upon the Pasuk, Sovar, B'michsas Nefoshos. It says that you'll have to bring the Korban Pesach, B'michsas Nefoshos, which includes Afilu Noshim, which means even women. So men and women are obligated in Pesach Rishon. You're going to tell me, V'chitema ihachi, then afilu b'sheni nami. So then we know that there's no difference between a Pesach Sheni and a Pesach Rishon. So if women are obligated in Pesach Rishon, they should also be obligated in Pesach Sheni. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say to that? So he says, no, you have another pasuk, siv, cheto yiso ha'ishahu. It says that only an ish, it says, cheto yiso ha'ishahu. If the person wasn't able to bring the Pesach Rishon, then ish brings the Pesach Sheni. Ish in, ish alo, but not a woman. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that women can only bring it if they're tfei luli achayim. If there are men bringing it, so then a woman is allowed to bring it, but she's not obligated to bring it, because the pasuk says, cheto yiso ha'ishahu. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda does. The first time it says, michsach nefashos, that's men and women. And the second time it's men, with women are allowed to, but not obligated to, because this is cheto yiso ha'ishahu. You're going to tell me, v'chitema, ihachi, afilu tefila nami b'sheni lo. So then, you shouldn't even be allowed to have women bring it at all. It says, cheto yiso ishahu, only men can bring a Pesach Sheni. Maybe that's the understanding. And women can't even bring it, even if they wish to, albeit they're not obligated to. Maybe, afilu tefila nami lo, b'sheni lo. So no, then we have another pasuk, ahane, kechol chukas ha-pesach, the pasuk that says everything about the Pesach Sheni is like the Pesach Rishon, l'tefila bi'alma. So that's only telling me that in terms of her bringing it, she's allowed to bring it, but she's not mechuyeves to bring it, because that we know from cheto yiso yishahu, only men are mechuyev, women are allowed. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns how this three dinim. It says michsat nefashos, men and women. It says cheto yiso, only the man, ish, has to be cheto yiso, or ishahu. That tells me that women are not obligated. And how come women are allowed to? Tveilo, they're allowed to? Because it says, kekol chukas ha-pesach. So the second Pesach is like the first Pesach. Allowed to, but not Mechuyeves to. That explains Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, my time. Rabbi Yossi says there's no difference between the first and second Korban Pesach. So he says, Dechzib Barishon. It says, V'nichsas Nefashos, Aviluisha. Just like Rabbi Yehuda. And then he says, Dechzib Pesach Sheni, V'nichrisa HaNefesh Ahi, Miyisrael. That implies Nefesh V'afiludashim. So it includes women as well. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, straightforward, he says, Pesach Rishon, Michsas Nefashos, Pesach Sheni, V'nichrisa Nefesh, which includes women as well, Nefesh Afilu Noshim. No, what does Rabbi Yossi do with the Pasuk, V'elo cheto yiso ha'ishahu l'mute mai, who's that coming to exclude? So he says very simple, l'mute koton mi kores, that excludes a koton from getting kores. Now that's a wonderful answer, but it's a very problematic answer. Why would we ever need a Pasuk in the Torah to tell me that somebody who's not a bar chayuva, like a koton, isn't punished? No child is ever punished. And Tosus asks this question, Diru Maslo, Ish Velo Koton. It says, Tema, am I Yitzrich, Dehecha Matzino Shechayim Koton Mitzvah. So why would you need a pasuk to exclude a child from getting kares? Why would we ever have thought that a child could get kares? A child's not a Bar Chayuva. So Tosfos says, no. The Yesh Lomar, the Yitzrich Lekotan, Shehigdil Bein Shnei Psochim. We're talking about a child that became Bar Mitzvah after Pesach Rishon, but before Pesach Sheni. So his Bar Mitzvah was Echad in Iyar. So now, by the time Pesach Sheni rolls around, he's a Gadol. I might have thought this Okadai, the Chayiv Latzos Pesach Sheni. And if he doesn't bring a Pesach Sheni, which is now as an adult, so then he'd be chayiv kareis, kamash v'lano, the sheni tashlumim derishono. You only can be chayiv in a Pesach sheni if you were chayiv in a Pesach rishon. And when Pesach rishon came about, he was still a katan. And further, what Tosa says, the perek mishaya tome, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in 2 days, so he brings down, mash v'lano, the nafkalon mikro achrina, a different pasuk, and perek dal misos in Sanhedrin, Namikosha my yitzrich ish prat lekotan beba alaishus ish alaishus aviv v'alhazoch v'alamehema. So there it will tell us that there's another reason that you have to teach us, that one partner can be punished while the other partner is not. So if a kotan has relations, let's say with a married woman, so the married woman is mechuyeves for adultery, but the kotan would not. So that's why we sometimes need to tell us ish v'lo kotan, and that's what it is over here too. That you might have thought, in this case, it's for a child who became bar mitzvah in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That's why you need a pasuk, according to Rav Yossi, to exclude him. Cheto yiso ha'ish hahu. So we've explained now Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. We just have to explain Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's shita was that a woman is not even mechuyeves on a Pesach Rishon. She's allowed to, she's tvela, but she's not mechuyeves. And on Pesach Sheni, she's not even tvela. She doesn't bring it at all. So where does Rav Shimon get his shita from? He says, Ksiv Rishon, it says on the first Pesach, ish. We'll explain in a moment which pasuk this is referring to. Ish, it means ish in ish alo, only a man and not a woman. Aye, then you're going to tell me v'chitema ihochi afilu tefila nami lo, then she shouldn't even be allowed to bring it, period. Certainly not obligated to, but not even to be tefila, not even as also to bring it if there's a man on it. So the Gemara says, no, that we have michsas nefashos. Ahani lei b'michsas nefashos l'tefila. So the pasuk michsas nefashos tells us that if a woman wishes to, as long as there are men on the Karban Pesach, she can join as well, according to Rabbi Shimon. No, then you'll tell me, so then the same thing should apply to a Pesach Sheni, that women aren't obligated to, but just like a Pesach Rishon, if they want to be Tvela, they can, so too by a Pesach Sheni, if they want to be Tvela, they should be able to. V'chitema, if you look at Pesach Sheni, the woman should be allowed to be Tvela. No, that's not true. D'siv, cheto yiso, ish, ish in, ish alo. So therefore, that tells us that a man and not a woman. Now the Gemara asks, what exactly are you telling me that it's a man and not a woman for? If you're telling me, imichiev, that you're talking about the obligation to bring a Pesach Sheni, so it doesn't make any sense that you need a pasuk to tell me that. Hashto barishon lo b'sheni mibaya. If you're telling me that the woman is not obligated in a Pesach Rishon, so I certainly don't need a pasuk to tell me that she's not obligated in a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni cannot be stricter than a Pesach Rishon. So obviously, this pasuk cheto yiso yishahu is coming to tell me ela la bitvela. So Rabbi Shimon is telling us that this pasuk is telling us that by Pesach Sheni, it's not even an opportunity for a woman to bring it. Women are excluded from Pesach Sheni totally, and it's only on a Pesach Rishon because the Michsas Tefashos that if a woman wishes to, she can be included in it. But otherwise, the word ish tells us that women are not obligated. And now the Gemara says, "What ish? What pasuk are you telling me is teaching me the din of?" Women are not being obligated because it says ish. Umay ish, the Kama Rabbi Shimon. Which pasuk ish is Rabbi Shimon telling us about? If you're going to tell me, v'yikluchem ish selave sovos, if that's the pasuk that a person ish should take selave sovos, so I can't tell me that's a man and not a woman because I need that. How mi boile chad Rabbi Yitzchak? I need that for the drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak. What was Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha? The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, ish zoche v'yem katan zoche. I need to tell me that in order to acquire the carbon passive of somebody, you have to be an adult. You can't be a child. Ish is zocha, but a katan is not able to be zocha, the carbon passive with somebody else. Shlichus is only via an adult, and you can't, via shlichus, be zocha, the carbon passive with somebody else. So that's what I need. Ish celebrate savos. Each person, each man, via shlichus, can go and acquire the carbon passive for other people in his house, but not a katan. So that can't be to exclude a woman. I need ish to exclude a katan. So what pasuk ish? Be'ela, it's from me'ish l'fi ochlo. That's what we say, a man and not a woman. But that's not right either. The Rabbi Yossi, sovel like Rabbi Shimon, from the fact that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon, we said in regards to bi'achad sharecha, so mistama, Rabbi Shimon, nami sovel like Rabbi Yossi. So mistama, Rabbi Shimon also holds like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, how mi boile, the shochet in a sapesach al yochet. He says that we need this pasuk, v'ish l'fi ochlo. We said previously, that's how Rabbi Yossi says, that a person is allowed to shech the korban pesach on behalf of an individual, one person. So Mistama, if Rav Yossi holds like Rav Shimon, we're saying Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yossi. So that can't be the Pasuk. Gemara says, no, that's incorrect. Amar Loch, no, this is the Pasuk. Ishlo fi Yochlo, because Im Kain, if what you're saying is correct, that Rav Yossi is holding like Rav Shimon, and therefore Rabbi Shimon is Nami Sava Loki Rav Yossi, if that's correct, no, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not correct. Im Kain, Nichta Rachmona Lefi Ochlo. All it had to say was Lefi Ochlo. I'll know, one person, Lefi Ochlo. My Ish, why does it say the word Ish? So Rabbi Shimon says, Shamas mi notarti. I can learn out both of those things, that you're allowed to shechta for one person, and likewise it's Ish, the low Isha. So that's where Rabbi Shimon darshins out that a man is obligated in Pesach Rishon, and a woman, while she's not obligated in it, could be tvei lo because of michsas nefashos. Now the Gemara asks, Kiman oz lohodi am Rabbi Elazar, according to who is the following statement of Rabbi Elazar going like? Rabbi Elazar said, Isha, a woman, barishon chauva, on the first Pesach, she's an obligation to bring it, ubisheni rishus, and on Pesach sheni, if she wishes to, she's allowed to, but she doesn't have to. Now, if we just stopped over here, we'd say very simple. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So it'd be very, very simple. But then this statement of Rabbi Elazar goes and says one additional thing, and it says, while the Sheni is a Rishus, the Doch is the Shabbos. It pushes aside Shabbos. Now, that's internally contradictory. The Gemara says, E Rishus, if Pesach Sheni is Rishus, you're not obligated to, so then am I Doch is the Shabbos? Only obligatory Karbanos is Doch is Shabbos. So how could this Pesach Sheni, if it's only a Rishus, be Doch is Shabbos? So the Gemara says, you're right. El Ema, just switch around the order. It says, B'Sheni Rishus. Right, the second Pesach is a Rishus. Again, women are not obligated but are allowed to bring it. And the Rishon, that's an obligation, or Rishon Chova, and that, since it's a Chova, is Dochas a Shabbos, which is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. And therefore, who is the statement of Rabbi Elazar going like? Come on, exactly like the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, that women are obligated on Pesach Rishon, and they're not obligated on Pesach Sheni, but if they wish to, they're allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni as long as men are bringing the Pesach Sheni with them. Now we have a new din. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yaakov said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Einos in chabura shekula gerim. We don't make a carbon pesach solely on behalf of gerim, of people that are converts. Why not? So the gerusa that we have is shemo yedakta kubo, because converts might be especially zealous in the performance of mitzvos. They're really into it, and therefore they may end up coming viyivu lidei psul. And because of their zealousness to do everything 100% proper, they may end up actually being passeling the carbon, and therefore that could ruin it. So don't make up a chabura that is solely made up of gerim. That's the gerusa that we have. Tosus brings down the tema. This is problematic because the boy lemeimar the gerim medaktik in biyoser v'domi lohod yamrinon kol mitzvah shechziku bo gerim v'kusim habi medaktik bo yosim yisrael. So that fits in fine with the idea that they are more medaktik. But the Yerushalmi is Goris, Amar of Yaakov v'Yitzchak, Shem Rav Yossi, Einos in Chabur Shal Gerim, Shemitoch Shein Mekul Kolim, Ein Medadikin, V'Yivu Lidei Psul. They have the exact opposite. They say because they're Gerim, they're not going to be so knowledgeable, and they're not going to care so much, and therefore, they're going to apostle it because they're just not being careful with it. Ubechol Duchta Tosus answers, Nami Chazinon, the Goris, Lo Dayek B'Mitzos Kisraelim. And in other places, we see that they're not as careful. So too, it should be the gears over here is not Shema Yedaktiku, because it should be that they're not Medaktik enough. V'holchi Komar, the Gerim Medaktikim Yose. Here, we're saying that they're Medaktik more, but elsewhere it says they're Medaktik less. So in any event, there are two different gears over here. They both come to the same conclusion. Don't have a Chabur all of Gerim alone, either because they're going to be too Medaktik and they'll postulate it, or they won't be Medaktik enough and they'll end up postulating it as well. That's what Rav Yaakov Amar Rav Yochanan said, one of these two versions. Finally, we have a final brisa, Tana Rabbanan. The brisa tells us, Pesach, Umatzah, Umarar. You have these three famous mitzvahs of the night, Pesach, Matzah, and Marar. So the brisa says, Barishon, which sounds like on the first Pesach, all of them are a chova, and Mikan Va'elech Rishus. But after the first night of Pesach, it's a Rishus. That's the Tanakama, and along comes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Ba'anashim, it's a chova. However, Uvenashim, it's a Rishus. Women, it's only allowed, it's not an obligation. Gemara says, what in the world are we talking about? Ahai koi. The Tanakhama that says, Mikan va'elech rishus, what is he talking about? Ilema a Pesach, he's talking about the Korban Pesach. So what he's basically saying is the Korban Pesach on the first night is a mitzvah, and after that, it is a rishus. You can bring a Korban Pesach on the second, third, fourth, fifth night. Is that true? Pesach kol shiva miyika. You're not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on the first night. So that can't be what he means. Ela what? Ela, it must be going on a matzah or morah. That the matzah and the morah, they're brought on the first night as a chova, and then the rest of Pesach, you can bring it as a rishus. Really? Ema Seifa. Keep on reading. The Seifa, it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ba'anoshim Chova u'b'anoshim Rishos. The men are obligated and women are not. So according to this, you're telling me that the women aren't obligated to eat matzah and marah on Pesach. Really? Is that true? Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ba'anoshim Chova u'b'anoshim Rishos. Is that true? V'chilesle Rabbi Shimon, Hod Omer Rabbi Elazar. There's Rabbi Shimon disagreed with that. What Rabbi Elazar taught us, the Rabbi Elazar said that Noshim Chayavos Ba'achilas Matzah Dvar Torah. The women are obligated to eat matzah just like men are. Min haTorah, because it's based upon the pasuk shenemar lo socha lo chametz shivas yomim tocha lo matzos, that you're not allowed to eat chametz and you have to eat matzos. And we already learned early in the Masechta, kol sheyesh lo b'val tocha chametz, anybody that's not allowed to eat chametz is also included, yesh lo b'kum echol matzah, is included in the positive commandment to eat matzah. And therefore, women, vani noshim, hov yesh lo b'val tocha chametz, yesh don b'kum echol matzah. So women are not allowed to eat chametz, so therefore, by definition, they're included in the mitzvah of eating matzah. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Shimon, noshim rishus? It doesn't make any sense. So the way we're learning this braisa is wrong. So the Gemara says, you're right, Elo Ema, this is the way to read the braisa. Pesach matzah umaror barishon chova. To eat on the first night of Pesach, Pesach matzah umaror, that's a chova. Now, mikan va'elech rishus. Beyond the first night, for the matzah and maror, it's a rishus. And along comes Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Pesach, even on the first night, is only a chova for men, ba'anoshim chova. Now we understand what Rabbi Shimon is saying, that men have an obligation to bring Korban Pesach, l'shitaso, according to Rabbi Shimon, women do not have such an obligation. They're allowed to, it's a rishus, but they're not obligated. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.